If you're an e-commerce business owner who is sick of feeling overwhelmed when it comes to social media and wants to learn how to grow strategically, you're in the right place. I'm Chelsea, the founder of Blossom Media. We help e-commerce businesses grow vibing online communities with social media strategies that actually work and won't take over your life. This podcast will bring you the truths about social media and Facebook and Instagram ads, as well as stories and expertise from other business owners in the e-commerce space to inspire, educate, and help your business blossom. Hello and welcome to another episode of the E-commerce Brand Builders Podcast, and we have another interview episode for you today. I'm talking to Anna from Lunchbox Mini, and she brought Lunchbox Mini in 2018, and it started as a very small home run business, and with no retail, marketing or sales experience, she has now grown Lunchbox Mini to a combined social media following of 100,000, highly engaged Facebook group, and in 2022 launched their very own brand and product range, Crumbs Co. Now operating out of a warehouse and with a team of five, Lunchbox Mini turned over more than $1 million in 2022, and Anna is such a driven business owner and mum, and she does some really unique and fun things on social media, which I will definitely be asking her more about today, and how she has grown this business so quickly and also created her own brand. So let's get into it. Hello, Anna. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, thanks so much for having me.
I'm very excited to learn more about your journey. I have followed you for a few years now, so I know a little bit, but I want to get deeper into Lunchbox Mini and your new brand as well. So you purchased Lunchbox Mini back in 2018 and have now grown it to a really large, successful business that turned over more than $1 million in 2022, which is amazing. So tell us more about your journey and how you have turned your business into what it is today.
Sure. So it definitely was an accidental business discovery. Definitely wasn't part of my plan. But yes, back in 2018, I had been a stay-at-home mum for about 7 years. So I had two kids and was very fortunate to be in a position where I wasn't forced back into work. But by the time my youngest had reached kindy and was about to enter prep, I was really feeling like I needed something of my own, like with my own, like to get passionate about and goals. And I just was really missing something, which had kind of been on hold for the 7 years that I was doing the mum thing. But I really wanted something that was flexible, kind of within school hours, that I could still do pick up and drop off and just close to home, and like, you know, the kind of unicorn job. And I spent months and months just searching, and I wanted it to be the right thing. I wanted to kind of, you know, have something that I would enjoy getting up out of bed for. I didn't want to just be doing the grinding kind of, you know, normal kind of work thing. So anyway, I couldn't find what I was after. Looking then at different franchise or business opportunities, and then, yeah, happened to stumble across this business called Lunchbox Mini on Gumtree, of all places. And it was based at the Sunshine Coast, and I'm in Brisbane, so that's about an hour and a half away from me. And they basically had two jobs or businesses that they were kind of working and needed to let one go. So they were keen to give that one up. And I guess fairly or very naively just thought, well, you know, this is a business that they ran from home, so I could do this from home. And I've got a lot of lunches to pack in my lifetime, considering my youngest had just started prep. And how hard can it be to kind of, you know, sell a lunchbox and put some social media posts out there? And so, yeah, went up the Sunshine Coast, did like a 90-minute handover of social media pages and Shopify login and all of that, and then packed up all the products that they had in the boot of my car. So it wasn't a massive business at that stage. It was probably doing like 15 to 20 sales a month. So it was pretty small. But yes, packed it all up in my car, got home and just looked at these lunch boxes and thought, what the heck am I doing? And I remember getting my youngest, like my four-year-old, out, and I'm like, right, let's get a photo, like, you know, hold this lunchbox and, you know, pretend like you love it. And just, I just really had no idea what I was doing. And then from there, yeah, kind of just bit by bit made my way. I guess my days at the very beginning where I'd sit at my computer and my kids were at school, and I would just work out, right, what am I going to post about today? And it would take me like an hour or two to write a post, and I'd put it on my socials and just wait. And then every time my phone pinged with an order, I'd literally run upstairs, pack it, like send the courier a notification. Like it was just very much kind of acting, so sporadically and just really had no intention or plan. I had no sales or marketing really background. So, but I guess early on, so in that stage then I had a lot of passion and I was really keen to have a good go of it because I guess for the part of me that didn't have goals or drive or ambitions for those years, I was really keen to make up for it now. So I did a few courses early on and learned pretty quickly that video is a really easy and effective way to get your message across and communicate with followers and customers. And I found the biggest hurdle that people found when it came to lunchboxes is that they'd kind of had the $5 version that they'd bought half price at Woolies or, you know, got from Kmart. And they knew that it wasn't working, like it wouldn't shut properly or it would leak or that it wouldn't fit. They were then packing like five containers because they couldn't make it work. But when they looked on a website and saw, you know, like eight big brands like Yumbox and Bbox and Lunchbox Co., like they're all big brands and they all have like five or six versions within themselves, and you're paying say like $40 to $50 for a lunchbox, and it was just so overwhelming with all the choices that people just didn't know what to buy, what would suit, and they just kind of didn't and would just put up with what they were using. So decided that I would make it my thing to do like video tours, so kind of have products and compare them side by side and why you'd use this one over that one, and you know, if you have this kind of eater, this age, this is what I'd recommend. So went by that approach, which worked very well for me pretty quickly. So it wasn't overly intentional or deliberate, but in doing so, obviously became the face of my business, but also became relatable and reliable and trusted. And in my stories, I'd show what I was packing for my kids so people could just see that I got it. And like days when my kids wouldn't eat anything or, you know, my lunchbox is completely beige because no one's eating fruit this week, or, you know, I was going through the motions and putting it all out there. And, that kind of helped grow the business pretty quickly from the starting point.
That's awesome. And yeah, it sounds like you really took that customer first approach, which seemed to have worked well.
Yeah, it definitely did. As I said, kind of an accident the way that I got there. But
yeah,
I think the biggest thing is that when people think that they can relate to you and they know that you just get it, it definitely helps establish that relationship very quickly and very early on.
Yeah, no, definitely. And speaking of growth, you now have a warehouse and a team of five. When did you start outsourcing certain tasks in your business and how has that helped your growth?
Yeah, so I guess my first hire was I had a couple of high school girls who lived around the corner from me, and it was coming to a point where I knew that me packing orders isn't the best financial position within the business. Like it's kind of a bit of a down time. So I found through a friend these girls who lived around the corner. So they'd come maybe two or three times a week after school to pack orders for me, which was a huge help. And one of them would come on a Sunday afternoon as well to pack the weekend orders, which was great. But I did find my weekend then I had to be there for them packing. I had to prep with the packing slips and the labels and kind of be on hand for questions. And it really kind of wrote off my Sunday. And even though that were being a massive help, it just, the whole work-life balance thing was not working. So I then hired, I guess my first kind of, and a highlight for me was hiring a mum who had just been made redundant. Her daughter was starting prep and she was just keen to ease her way back into something to take some extra time while her daughter was just starting school. So she had a job. She worked for me 3 days a week, 3 hours at a time, just packing orders for me from home. So that was, I loved in that sense that I was then kind of helping someone looking for a similar kind of local job that I was back then. And she was a really big help. But it definitely was coming to a time when I was just so outgrown our home, and just having someone in your space, even when you're working from home, but, you know, just things like if I hadn't quite had a shower before I dropped the kids off, and just things around, oh, we had people working on the home, and, you know, just having an extra person in here, and it wasn't ideal. So I was like counting down the days until we could actually move out and have our own space. And so that happened just over a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, we found a space, and I knew at that point that as soon as we had our own space, I wanted to be able to hire more in-person help. I also had a virtual assistant at that time as well who would help kind of edit some videos for me and help with email campaigns. So that was all done virtually. But I really wanted to have a team that I could work alongside, because A, I was a bit lonely, and B, just knew that having a team together was really what I was after and would make us more effective. And so, yeah, once we moved into the warehouse, Jess was working for me, increased her hours, and we brought on a design and content manager, and have slowly grown the team now to 5 of us in there, which I love. It's really nice actually coming to work with a team and having people there contributing different skills and making it fun. We actually have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so different to just, you know, working by yourself, working from home, to actually, you know, having somewhere to go and having people to work alongside and, you know, bounce ideas off. And it's, yeah, a lot more fun than doing it all by yourself.
Oh, and just having the biggest change for me as well was not having a business at home anymore. Mm-hmm. That was just, we outgrew. I was had stock in the kids' bedrooms and upstairs, and every Saturday morning I'd get up at 5 a.m. just so I could move products around so that the family didn't feel like they were living in my business, because I couldn't hold as much stock. I would had to order in small quantities, so every week there'd be something turning up, and it was just shuffling things around. And just being able to now have no stock at my house is just the best thing, and having it all in there, definite game changer.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. And it sounds like social media has been a big part of your growth. And something I love that you do a bit differently is you have a Facebook group full of engaged customers and potential customers. And I'd love to know more about how you created this group and how you've grown it and also kept it alive, because that's definitely a struggle with Facebook groups.
My new and improved signature course, E-commerce Brand Builders, is now here. I've run this course live 3 times now, and each time I've learned a lot more about what e-commerce business owners are needing and looking for. And I'm all for adapting and changing, so I've reworked this course into something that can make an even bigger impact. E-commerce Brand Builders combines both of my best-selling courses, infusing social media strategy, organic social media selling, and paid social media advertising to help you connect with and convert your target audience like a boss. Entirely self-paced and delivered via 12 jam-packed modules, e-commerce Brand Builders will help you get confident on social media, feel connected to your business and your customers, and provide you with a complete organic and paid social media strategy that you can rely on time and time again. Unlike most social media courses out there, e-commerce Brand Builders covers everything you need to achieve that all-important organic growth and run successful paid ads. So what are you waiting for? Head to the link in the show notes or blossommedia.com.au and come and join us inside e-commerce Brand Builders.
Yeah, definitely. It was always a big goal of mine to have a Facebook group. And I think because what I can relate to totally is that packing lunches is a job that has to be done 5 days a week times however many kids you have. It can be a very loveless job, because, you know, if you've managed to scrounge together a lunch with zero things in your pantry or fridge, or just things that you're thinking, oh, that's a great idea, or I should have, you know, I'm going to try this today. Your kids aren't there saying, you know, oh, well done, mum, and, you know, I love what you did here, or, you know, they either eat it or they don't. And it's often that you get quite harsh criticism from your kids when it comes to food. So I really wanted to kind of have this non-judgment space where mums could share their wins, their failures, like just upload pictures, this new recipe they found, something that just worked really well for their kids this week, or, you know, have you tried this? What do you think? Just kind of a forum to connect and be inspired, and just a bit of an outlet, because some, you know, there's different degrees of some mums who love to lunchbox, others who just can't stand it, but that we all have things in common, and just love that it's a space for people to be inspired. So it is definitely one of those things, along with all platforms like Instagram and TikTok. I find that when you focus on one thing, other things do get dropped behind sometimes. And I would really love to spend a lot more time in my Facebook group than I do, because they are 100% my customers going through the motions. And yeah, I definitely struggle with the balance. But what I did do early on is I've got a group now, I think it's about a dozen mums who are kind of like, we call them the champions behind the scenes. So members in the group wouldn't actually know this, but they are kind of there. They get a year round discount on products and a bit of a extra preview or a few gifts here and there. But they kind of help steer the group for me when I can't be in there. So they're posting their lunches regularly. They're helping answer questions when someone says, you know, does this lunchbox fit in this bag or what do you recommend? They are like a massive help to me. And also when new members, we get hundreds of new members a week. So with their continual posting, it really sets the tone as well of what the group's about, because I don't want it to be like, you know, a big, negative space and just people, you know, complaining and all about just, or, you know, yeah. So I wanted to set the tone, and they do a really great job of that. So I'm really grateful. And again, there are mums who love making lunches and love to spend the time being creative and doing things and helping others. And you definitely see the benefit from other mums being inspired and challenged and also wanting to enjoy it. I think it's one of those things where you are doing it every day. It can become very boring, especially when your kids just want the same thing every day. But even if you find a new way to cut the sandwich or a new layer it a bit differently or try something, like, it helps keep it interesting for you as well. Like, you know, you want to keep it a bit fun and keep, you know, be proud and excited and inspired, and not just feel like you're living a continual Groundhog Day experience.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just amazing that you have created that community there, because, you know, as an e-commerce business, community is so important. And you do also have quite a large and engaged Instagram audience as well. How have you grown this over the years, and how do you keep that audience engaged?
So I think that all started from video. Again, I think I was given the advice very early on, and as I said before, it was never my intention to kind of be the face of my business, but I was given the advice with stories just to start, and to just pretend you're talking to your best friend, like pretend you're just selling them like a vlog of, like, you know, today I'm packing this and they didn't eat it, or, you know, I got eye rolls, or the first thing she said to me was, oh my God, don't ever pack me that again. Just those kind of things which you'd be very happily tell your friends. So that's kind of how I started with stories. And over the years, like, as my kids have gotten older, they are 9 and or nearly 10 and 12 now. So they're getting to the age where some of their friends are on social media, and they are a bit more aware of what I'm posting and maybe have a bit more of an opinion of what I'm posting, especially like on our weekends and stuff. So I've definitely had to have a bit of a rethink, or just kind of filtered a bit of what I put up of our family life. And I think, I mean, I'm in a position now where I don't feel like I have to put everything on there. And I know that that's a struggle that a lot of business owners go through, as to how much of your life do you put out there in social media. But I've definitely kind of pushed it back a bit. But in saying that, I think if you're providing content that is useful and helpful and tips and things in your day-to-day, like reels and posts, I think that that's can still be enough to cut through and make a difference and an impact with your followers. So that's definitely been my take, especially kind of in the last 6 months or so, as I'm not on stories as much, but making the main focus my actual content that's there, that's staying on the feed as well, that doesn't disappear after 24 hours, but it's still video and much of me and, you know, behind the scenes type thing. So I have had a bit of shift of focus, but it has been a huge part. And especially when, they can see your face and they feel like they're knowing the person and the family that they're supporting is really important.
Yeah, and I know as a consumer myself, I love seeing the face behind the brand and, you know, who I'm buying from, who is creating the products or who's selling the products, all of that sort of thing. So I love when brands do that and, you know, can build their personal brand alongside their business. Mm-hmm. What has been the marketing tool or platform that you've used that has provided the most growth for your business?
Definitely email marketing. So we use Klaviyo. We send 2 to 3 emails a week, which may seem like a lot, definitely seems like a lot to me compared to a few years ago. But when a lot of it is such inspired lunch, like what these mums are packing or what from our, taken straight from our group, especially like when we do the unedited, unfiltered, like these are straight from their phones to ours, take a look at what these families are packing. And those kind of emails perform the best every time. And just when they can see the products in action and comparing it to how they're packing, so they might use like so much cling wrap and are just over it, or they might be using 12 containers when they can see that they could just put it in one, or they might like the idea of packing 3 days in advance so that you're packing lunches like twice a week and that's it. So you, if you need like more lunch boxes or better quality to make them airtight and leak proof. And so just, it's not, yeah, the ones that are performing the best are definitely ones where they can see other families going through similar motions. But Klaviyo is definitely with the automations and campaigns and that we're sending out, hands down, definitely the best.
Yeah, that's great. Email marketing can provide so much growth and so much revenue for an e-commerce business as well. Mm-hmm. And have you invested into paid ads at all? And if so, how did they work for you? What was your strategy? Are you still doing them? I love to know, yeah, what brands are doing in the paid ad space.
Yeah, sure. So I have always outsourced it. It's something I know nothing about, but it's definitely on our to-do list, myself and my marketing manager. It's my goal this year to learn what Facebook how I can actually do our own Facebook ads and create it in-house. But yes, we have been doing it for a few years. Definitely when we very first started, I did a lot of like the video tour content that I already had out there were used as ads, and that went really well. Again, I think it was the face and me explaining products. Definitely it has dropped off, I would say, over the space, and our Facebook ad strategy is something that we're looking at the moment, and so I think there's a few things that wanting to change this year, but no, it's hard. I have found it particularly hard when I don't understand myself the stat, like how it all, you know, I need a better grasp of it myself, for us as a business. But no, definitely use it and definitely worthwhile. But I feel like we could be doing this better.
Yeah, awesome. No, that's really interesting to hear how other brands are doing it. And if you weren't already busy enough, you now have created your own brand called Crumbs Co. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Yeah. Tell us more about how you created this new brand and the success you've had so far, because I've heard it's been pretty great.
Yeah. So I think it was about 3 years ago, I had a coach said to me, you know, you've got this really great engaged audience, you need to put your own product out. And I was like, what? Like, my own product? I wouldn't even know the start of lunch boxes or drink bottles. Like, what do I even do with that? But it made me think for a few months about if I did have my own product, what would it be? And I have always loved cooking and baking. That was definitely a passion of mine, especially when I was at home with the kids. I would make a lot of what I could from scratch, and just really the kitchen was kind of my happy place. So thought about doing bakeware, silicone bakeware. So found a supplier or a manufacturer, did some test runs with them, but just couldn't, they really didn't understand the non-stick factor. It turns out that they were a silicone factory, but they didn't really have much experience with cooking. So that was about kind of 8 months of going to and fro, and realizing that we weren't going to get anywhere. So change manufacturers. And in that time of trying to work out the product, I actually had bought an air fryer and was using an air fryer completely unrelated, but had so many people saying to me when they saw me making scrolls and pinwheels with pastry and stuff, I said, you really need an air fryer. So I bought that and was doing that. And I kind of had this thought while I was doing this silicone bakeware of like, imagine if you could actually bake in your air fryer, which is great for people who don't have much freezer space and who want to kind of bake in small batches, and you don't have to wait for your oven to preheat. Like, I absolutely hate my oven, which is the love where my love of my air fryer has come from. So I then started looking at mold sizes and types and thought, what if we created a range of baked products or molds that could fit inside the lunch boxes that we sell, because some of them have quite small compartments, and your typical kind of muffin or brownie mold isn't going to fit in a lunchbox. You often have to cut them in half or... So anyway, kind of changed tact while that was all going on in the background and made the bakeware into air fryer size. So by the time that all came out, so that was released last July, was our very first release. So it was completely learning things one step at a time in that regard, as pretty much this whole journey has been. But it was released, last July. It sold out within 3 months, which I totally was not expecting. So by about September, we had pretty much sold out of everything. We then had another release early January this year. So we had the same products released and a few new ones. We brought out a range for Jewel Draw because that was our one feedback from the first release is that we had round ones suitable for single draw air fryers. And now we brought out a range to fit Jewel Draw and a couple of new products with that. And they're almost gone now too with early March. So that's been about 2 months. So we're now waiting on another restock and we've got some more new products coming later this year. So it's been really exciting. The last 2 weeks we've had 2 wholesale orders being sent out. So that's been a pretty big milestone. So very excited to see where that part of the business goes.
That's so exciting. And I'm sure it's even more rewarding being able to, create something from scratch and have that sell out and have people be so interested in it.
Oh, definitely. And I think a difference to a lot of others who have their own product and the fact that I already had a store and a platform and an audience. So, and that 100% worked to my advantage that they're also, who have lunchboxes and baking, but has been hugely a big experience and rewarding. Yes, having like my own product and with its own packaging and its own logo and having that out in the market and just having it so well received. It's been really good.
That's so amazing. Well, thank you so much for giving us a behind the scenes insight into both of your businesses. I'd love to know what's next. What do you have in the pipeline? What can you give us a little sneak peek on what's to come?
Sure. So Lunchbox Mini, it's a bit of a quiet time now, kind of October through to February. We just have we are run off our feet being peak time and back to school. So everything else just kind of gets left by the wayside. So now we're kind of enjoying this quiet time to kind of work out what's ahead for the rest of the year. So Facebook ads is definitely something we're focusing on, our content strategy, bit of website works, that kind of thing. And as far as Crumbs Co., as I said, we're in production now, ready to have a third release later this year and really want to focus on the wholesaling side, both in Australia and internationally. Have a lot to learn, but definitely keen to kind of keep spreading the Crumbs Co. love and getting our air fryer bakeware out there.
I'm sure it will be a massive year for you, just like 2022 was. So I'm excited to follow along and we will leave all of the links below in the show notes if you do want to go and check out Anna and both of her brands. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing all of your wisdoms and learnings and tips. It's been great to hear more.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.